Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal IME on Jomar, J-O-M-A-R, Caraballo, C-A-R-A-B-A-L-L-O. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by a translator named Becky Ipri, I-P-R-I. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Jomar Caraballo was injured at work on 12-6-21. He fell off of a ladder and believed he injured his right shoulder and back as a result. Brady was seen at the emergency room shortly thereafter. Apparently, he fell from approximately 4 feet. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a herniation in his back and a torn rotator cuff. The latter was repaired surgically in April of 2022. Brady has completed his course of active treatment. A paragraph as per his claim petition. Mr. Caraballo alleges he slipped and fell on 12-6-21, injuring lumbar spine and right shoulder. Prepared treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Kirshner on 8-31-23. He had returned to work full duty, and that seems to be going okay. However, he claimed work conditioning had made him worse. He had physical therapy that he stated was not helping. Dr. Kirshner recommended an MRI of the lumbar spine. In follow-up, he noted such a study was done on 10-25-22. They showed good preservation of the normal lumbar lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Paradol 4-5 shows a broad bulging disc and mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. Paradol 5-S1 shows degenerative disc disease with a left-sided paracentral herniated disc with an annular fissure which indents the thecal sac, causing mild central and mild left lateral recess and left foraminal stenosis. There was also an MRI of 9-15-23 that showed good preservation of the normal lumbar lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. L4-5 showed a mild annular bulge without spinal stenosis. L5-S1 shows degenerative disc disease with a broad left-sided paracentral herniated disc with an annular fissure causing mild central and left foraminal stenosis. He documented a history that he worked for Walmart doing stock work, but he fell from a ladder approximately 4 to 5 feet, landing on his back on 12-6-21. He had immediate pain in his lower back and shoulder, for which he went to the emergency room. But initially, he was treating only for his shoulder. He ended up having shoulder surgery on 4-28-22 with Dr. DeMorant. Brady claimed he complained of lower back pain during his course of treatment with Dr. DeMorant. On 2-10-23, he underwent lumbar epidural injection at 05-S1. On 3-15-23, he accepted bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 for set joint injections. He did not even have any temporary relief with the injection. Diagnostic assessments were low back pain and L5-S1 left-sided paracentral herniated disc with mild spinal stenosis. He made medication adjustments and ordered a lumbar discogram. He was seen by Dr. Pulser in that regard. On 12-7-23, Dr. Kirshner wrote, the discogram was done by Dr. Pulser on 11-15-23. It targeted L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 and was a negative study. Mr. Caraballo stated he felt the same as his last visit. He then was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement from a spinal surgery standpoint. Further, there were no spinal surgery recommendations made. Dr. Kirshner cleared him to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the actual MRI report from 9/15/23 was provided. Period, it showed broad central and post-orolateral disc herniation slash protrusion at L5-S1. Period, this partially effaces the anterior fethal sac. Period, there was no foraminal narrowing and no change compared to the study of 10/25/22. Period. The discogram was done on 11/15/23 by Dr. Pulser. Period. New paragraph. I had been advised that he underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 3/17/22. After which he followed up with Dr. DeMorant on 3/21/22. Period, he diagnosed right shoulder partial thickness subscapularis tear. Period, conservative treatment was rendered. Period, however, he remains symptomatic. Period, on 4/28/22, Dr. DeMorant performed right shoulder arthroscopic biceps tenodesis. Period, on 7/5/22, he presented to Atlantic Regional Medical Center for shoulder pain. Period, x-rays were completed that showed degenerative changes. Period, he was advised to return to the emergency department if symptoms worsened and was discharged with a prescription of lidocaine and Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph, he did return to the emergency room on 8/8/22, this time seeing Dr. Sakina, S-A-K-E-N-A. Period, he related resuming work 4 days ago and his pain started 4 days ago. Period, x-rays of the shoulder showed no fracture or dislocation and no acute changes. Period, they suggested an MRI of the shoulder be performed. Period, he returned to Dr. DeMorant on 8/16/22 and was struggling to get his pain under control. Period, he was referred for physical therapy and pain management. Period, new paragraph, as noted above, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Kirshner on 8/25/22 for his lumbar spine. Period, petitioner had complaints involving his neck and back pain. Period. On 1/10/23, Dr. DeMorant deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the right shoulder. Period. He did accept injections from Dr. Pulser and followed up with Dr. Kirshner afterwards. Period. He did submit to a lumbar MRI discogram that was a negative study. Period, spinal surgery was not recommended. Period, Dr. Kirshner placed him at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper, inspection revealed a rough texture and callus formation on the hands, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Period, there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, right shoulder abduction and flexion were full with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period, motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to T12 and on the left to T9. Period, motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, he had moderate tenderness, palpation about the right acromic clavicular joint, but there was none on the left. Period, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, impressions. On 12/6/21, Joe Mark Carabello fell approximately 4 feet off of a ladder while at work onto his back. Period, he did seek emergent medical treatment on 12/11/21, where x-rays of the lumbar spine showed no fractures or malalignment, but he was diagnosed with a lumbar contusion for which he was treated and released. Parity then presented to urgent care on 2/21/22, complaining not only of back pain, but also of right shoulder pain after the fall on 12/9/21. Parity was referred for physical therapy. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Demrat and had a right shoulder MRI on 3/17/22. Parity surgery was then done on 4/28/22. In paragraph, he also came under the spine surgical care of Dr. Kirshner. A lumbar MRI was done on 10/25/22. It revealed L5-S1 left-sided paracentral herniated disc with spinal stenosis. He had minimal, if any, relief from injection therapy by Dr. Pulser. He ultimately had a discogram performed that was negative. It is my understanding he did have a new MRI on 9/15/23, after which he was referred for the discogram. Ultimately, Dr. Kirshner placed him at MMI and could return to full duty on 12/7/23. Dr. Demrat had already opined similarly. In the paragraph, the current exam found that there would be 4 inches of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus, but there was tenderness and abduction and flexion. There were skin changes on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulders were negative. Had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Provocative maneuvers were negative, clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. There is 0 to 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Mr. Carabella has been able to remain in the workforce. And that is the end of